We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachmish b'Cham Yaakov b'Petichav Soliyo. We are in Kalim Perachav Ches Mishnah Vav. Matlis Shetolaya ala Kupa. Matlis is a patch. This patch was Tamei Tumas Midras. Let's say a Zav sat on it. And now Tolaya, it was sewn into a Kupa to strengthen the basket. Let's say a basket made of reeds. This matlis, this cloth, was now sewn into the Kupa. Of course, the matlis is an avatoma because it had tumas midras. So now that it's sewn into the kupa, so the kupa becomes a rishon l'tuma. Mitama echad uposeles echad. The mission now says that this basket is able to transmit tuma. That's what it means that it's mitama echad and poseles echad. We've had this in the past that the language of being mitame something means that it becomes tame and it has the ability to transmit tuma to something else. Poseles, invalidation, means that it becomes tame, but it can't transmit to tuma to something else. So let's say truma, which would become a shlishi l'tuma, unless it's going to be metame kachim, other than that, if it touches another food that's not kachim, it's not going to make it tame. That's the end of the line. So that's why we use the language of pasul. So the Mishnah is telling us is that here we have our basket. Our basket is a rishon l'tuma by being touched by this matlis, this patch that was an avatuma, that was had tumas medrash. And this basket, which is a rishon l'tuma, is able to transmit tuma to one level, which if it touches food, so the food becomes a sheni. And that sheni is able to be metame, or pasul really, in this case, another food that's truma. And that makes it possible because then it doesn't move on to another level unless it's carbonos. Then the Mishnah says, what about Hifrishom and Akupa? Let's say you took the patch, which was originally Lavatoma, now it was attached to the basket. The basket is original Latoma, and you remove the patch from the basket. Hakupa Nematama Echad Uposelas Echad, Vahamatlis Tahora. The basket remains the way it was. It remains a Rishon. It can therefore transmit Tumah to one level, let's say touching food, making food a Shein Latumah. And then you can't make a person or Kalim Tame because those only can become Tame from an Avatumah. That's what happened here. In fact, the way it started was that the Kupa became Tame from an Avatumah. That a Kli can become Tame from an Avatumah. But once you have a Rishon Latumah, Rishon Latumah can only be Tame food and drink. So, same thing here. You took away the matlis, you took away from the basket. The basket's still a rishon l'tuma, and therefore it's metama echad. It itself, the basket, is a rishon l'tuma, so it makes food a sheni l'tuma, and it can pasul one thing. That food can then be metame truma, and that means it's disqualified because it doesn't move to another level. And vahamatlis tahora, this patch itself becomes Torah by the fact that it was separated off the basket. When it was attached to the basket, it was part of the basket. So the patch, which was originally had Tumas Medjus and Avatumah, it now becomes part of the basket before, so it becomes a Rishon L'tumah like the rest of the basket. Now that it's removed from the basket is still a Rishon L'tumah. But the Matlis is now completely Tahor. Like any time, if you have, let's say, a basket and a piece broke off the basket, it would be Tahor. So the same thing is true over here. Now the Mishnah continues where this matlis you're using, you're attaching it to a beged. A beged can become an avatuma, can become tame midras. So that's what we're discussing now. Tuloyala beged. You have a patch that was tame midras, an avatuma, and it was sewn into a beged, a cloth. So the cloth is also an avatuma. As long as what we call tuma b'chiburin, while they're in contact. That we assume that since at the time that this avatuma patch is touching touching a beged. Now the beged wasn't tummy to begin with. So what we're saying is, if you sew this into the beged, tulay ala beged, as long as they remain together in contact with one another, mitama shnayim uposel es echad. This cloth, this beged, by virtue of being attached to the matlis, or the matlis patch that was tame medus and avatama, is attached to the cloth. So the cloth becomes an avatama as well, but that's, and how many levels? Mitama shnayim is able to be mitame two levels, because an avatama can then make a rishon l'tuma, can make an adam or kalim a rishon l'tuma, and then that and that, or let's say food touched by that can become Rishon L'Tumah, and then food touched by the Rishon becomes a Sheni L'Tumah, and then Upostel HaSachar, then that Sheni L'Tumah can make Truma into a third level. So simply we have just an extra level here, because instead of the case of the Kupa, which didn't have the possibility of becoming Tamei Medrus Anava Tuma from the patch, because it's a Kupa, so people don't lie on that, so therefore that only could become a Rishon L'Tuma, so that's Metame one thing and Poseles one thing. Here, when we speak about a Beged which can become Tamei Medrus, that becomes an Anava Tuma when you attach the patch to it, as long as the patch is still attached, and therefore it's Metame two things and Poseles one thing. It's able to, that's an Anava Tuma, it can make a Rishon L'Tuma, the Rishon can make a Sheni, and the Sheni can Poseles and make that shlishi. Hifrisha min habegin, if now you separate the patch from the cloth, habegin mitame echad uposel echad. Notice what happens here. The cloth is not an avatuma anymore, because it was only an avatuma when it was in contact with the patch, which was had tumas medris. So then the whole thing became an avatuma. But now that they're separated, so you can't say, you're not going to say the begin's not tame at all. The begin is tame, but it's as if not. It's not Tumah B'chiburin. It's as if it came in contact with the Matlis, not that it's attached as one unit. So therefore, the Beged now, with the Matlis being removed, is not an Ava Tumah, but it's a Rishon L'Tumah. So therefore, at this level then, HaBeged Metame Echad Uposel Echad. The Beged could only be Metame one thing, make something to a Sheni, and that Sheni can make something to a Shlishi. The HaMatlis, what's the story of the Matlis? The Matlis, which was now removed, that remains an Avatami even after you took it off. And therefore, that's Metame Shnayim Uposel Asechad. It didn't lose that status of Avatama. So therefore, that can be Metame as an Avatama, make something a Rishon. The Rishon can make something a Sheni, and the Sheni can make something a Shlishi. That's Posel Asechad. V'chein, the Mishnah continues, HaTole Al Hasak. Or the same thing would be true. Let's say you sewed a patch that was Tamei Medrus and Avatama onto sackcloth. We spoke about that, made out of goat's hair or leather. So the Mishnah says the same thing, just like the beged, like the made out of cloth. So the same thing. We assume sack and or and leather are also subject to tumas medrus. So if you sew that patch that was Tamei and Avatama, Tamei Medrus, into sack or this leather, so that the whole package is an avatuma. Note, it's separated, so that cloth there remains an avatuma. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's true that we understand. We'll see. Obviously, this is a machlokas, that these are not the same materials. Nonetheless, that patch is not going to lose the tumas medrus by the fact that it was sewn into one of those items, one of those materials. Rabbi Shimon Mitai, here he says, no, if you sew this patch into sack or leather, it becomes tahor from the tumas medrus. Since it's a different material, it's a different fabric, then this is cloth, that's sack and leather. So if you sew the patch into the sack or leather, the tumas medrus is gone, is removed. Then it becomes like the first case of the Mishnah when you attached it to the kupa, to the basket. And that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, compromise opinion. Al ha'or tahor, al hasak tamei mibneshu orig. He says, you know, cloth is similar, it's certainly not similar to leather. And therefore, when you attach the matlis of cloth that was an avatama onto leather, tahor. I agree with Rabbi Shimon on that. But if it comes to sackcloth, so there it's woven. Sackcloth is made of goat's hair, and you weave it. So, B'neshu Oreg, both of these are woven. Cloth is woven, and sack, let's say, from wool, and sack is woven from goat's hair. Therefore, although they're not the same fabric, the same material, nonetheless, they're both made by weaving, and therefore, the patch is going, the matlis will retain its tumas medrus when sewn into the sack, just not into the ore. Perachav Ches Mishnah Zayin Shalosh Al Shalosh Sha'amu. When we speak about three finger breasts, three etzbos by three etzbos, which we said for a cloth to be subject to the halachos of Tumah, besides Tumas Medrus, of course, it needs to be at least three by three etzbos. So is that a precise measure? So that's a machlokas. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Al Shalosh Sha'amu Chutz Men Hamalol. This excludes the hem. That means that the cloth has to cover an area 3 by 3 etzbos after the edges of that material, that cloth were folded over and sewn together and sewn to make a hem. Divi Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He said, what, after all, when we speak about, if the significant space that we're speaking about, size of the material is 3x3 etzbos, so then, and we're speaking about where a poor person will use it for a patch, we've mentioned that many times, so then it has to be a little bit bigger than 3x3, or else it's not going to be 3x3. That's the whole point. So that's it, it excludes the hem. No, in fact, no, when we speak about shalosh al shalosh, it's exactly, it's a precise measure, even though it's going to cover a little smaller area because they have to make a hem, it'll be a little bit less than 3x3, doesn't matter, 3x3 is mekabel tumah. So here in the Mishnah is an interesting halacha. Take this patch that was tame, 3x3 etzbos, and you sew it onto a piece of clothing, but only on one side. So typically, if you want to put a patch on something, you want to sew it on all four sides of the patch, so it stays in place. Here, you sewed it on one side, and it's hanging. The other side, it's hanging loose, so it's not completely attached. So says the Mishnah here, Tzolayala begin me, ruach achas eino chibur, that's not considered attached. So if that patch, let's say, was tamei, and you attach it to the garment only on one of the four sides, and it's hanging on the other four sides open, blowing in the wind, so then the beged remains tahor, because you didn't really attach this tamei patch to it. Mishtei ruchos, if though you attach it on two sides, but it means opposite each other, let's say on the top or on the bottom, north and south, or east and west, so then that is considered a chibur, that will stay in place, and therefore, let's say you want to put a piece of paper on the wall, so you put a piece of tape on top and a piece of tape on the bottom, and it's going to stay in place. And therefore that they considered a chibur means that if the patch is tame, the garment becomes tame that you attach to as well. Asa'o can mean gam. We had gam in the past. That's a Greek letter. And we assume that that's like an L. So if you now it's attached not on top and the bottom, north, south, or east, west, but rather it's on two adjacent sides. So here you have north and east, let's say. So Rabbi, that's a machlokas. It's Rabbi Akiva Matame. He thinks that's considered attached, and therefore, if the patch was tame, the garment is tame. V'chachamim matarid. Chacham say no, that's not considered attached. That's not going to stay in place. It's still blowing in the wind on the other two adjacent sides, and therefore remains tahor. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'med devarim amurim. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. He qualifies the halacha. In what case do we say that if you have this patch that was tame and you it was sewn on one side, it's not considered attached? So he says that's true when it comes to bitalis. When it comes to a talis, it means a coat, a cloak, whatever it may be. So a talis or a scarf or something like that. So that's something that could be worn right side up, upside down. Doesn't make a difference. You want to cover your body with it, so you wrap it around a blanket, let's say. So if let's say you have a blanket, and you wanted it had a little hole, so you wanted to sew a patch onto it. The patch was a tummy patch, and I want to know whether the garment becomes tummy from the patch or not. And all you did was sew it on the top. That was it. You just sewed it on the top. So it's hanging down, and the sides are open, the bottom is open, and it's hanging down. So says Rabbi Yehuda, that's where we say, regarding a talus, a blanket, let's say, a cloak, that's where we say if you sew it just on the top, it's not considered a chibur, and it does not affect the status of the beged of the blanket, just because the patch is tummy, because it's not considered really attached. Aval b'choluk, but when it comes to a shirt, milmalon chibur, if in fact it's sewn just on the top, just that top, and the other three sides are open, that's considered an attachment. Umilamaton, but below, if it's only sewn on the bottom, ain't no chibur. It's not considered attached. What's this, what's Rabbi Yehuda teaching us? So he says like this. You know, when you have, if you have something that you only wear in, right side up, whatever it may be, like speaking about a shirt in this case, so if you have something sewn on the top, so then it's hanging down. It's going to cover the hole. And even though it's open on the bottom and open on both sides, gravity keeps it down, and then it's gonna cover the opening. Therefore, that actually is considered a chibur. I disagree with the Tana Kama, where the Tana Kama says, or he qualifies the Tana Kama. Whether it's machlokas or not, that's a question. But where do we say that it's not considered a chibur when you just sew it on top? Remember, if you sew it on top and the bottom, so that's certainly okay. Just sewing it on top, the Tana Kama says that's not enough. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that depends. if it's something that could be worn in both directions, up and down. So then if I put on the blanket upside down, so then this thing is going to be upside down, and it's certainly going to open up, and the nothing's going to be covered, because it's going to flip up, it's going to flip back and not cover the opening, whatever it may be. The patch is insignificant. It's not doing anything. But if it's something that you wear always in the same direction, right side up, like a chaluk, as opposed to a talis, so then gravity is going to always keep that just... Once you have a piece of tape, let's say, I was speaking about, like, I want to put up a picture. I put the piece of tape on top, unless it's very windy, it's going to cover whatever it is. It's going to hang down. Well, it's enough to have it on top. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. When it comes to a talis that may be worn in both directions, so then it's, that doesn't help to have it on top, because if it's sewn on top, it may end up being on the bottom, and that's not going to help. But if it's b'chaluk, milamalon chibur above, u'milamaton, of course, eino chibur.